Hello everyone. My name is Benjamin. I'm a saint in the church. And so you might be wondering, Jesse, what's this guy doing in front? So a few months ago, Henrique asked me to prepare a preach. And he didn't know this, but I kind of knew his story. Like, he had to write 9 preaches before he preached for the first time. And so kind of in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to write 9 preaches, and then maybe on my 10th preach, I'm going to preach. And then my first preach that I wrote, Henrique was like, yeah, I feel like this is from the Lord. And so it's my first time preaching. But what I really feel like is God is wanting to deposit a few things, some tips, some handles that we can actually use in our Christian walk with the Lord. So imagine with me. You're in this race. You have your running boots ready. You're excited. Everyone's ready. People are cheering on. Woo, let's go. We're running. And you got your energy bar. You're really ready. But it's not really up until the midway point where you're sweating. The sun is here in your face. And your knees are tired. Your feet is like hurting. That's where you really get tested. And it's towards the middle and the end where your faith really gets tested. And so, I wanna read us a portion of scripture in Hebrews 12, verse 1. If you guys can put it up on the slides. Okay, I've got it here. It reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings to us so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." And so, we're in this race. Us as Christians, we're in a race, and we need to run with endurance. But before I get there, I quickly just want to touch on something. This isn't just a straight treadmill looking race. This is like a race with hurdles in it. And so one of the hurdles is sin. And sin separates us from God. When we're not making God our first love, that's also sin. And so God's standard is holy. His ways are not our ways. If you look into the word holy, it means perfect. It means actually beyond perfect. It's set apart. It's different. And so sin is the exact opposite. It actually corrupts who God is. Like, His holy standard is higher, and sin and holiness can't coexist at the same time. And so this creates a barrier between us and God, because holiness and sin doesn't coexist. And so you might be wondering, okay, Benjamin, I see these hurdles. How do we actually run this race? How do we run it and endure it till the very end? And so I was thinking, Jesse, if you had to include everything in the Christian walk you can use to run towards God, you'll be here till next week, Sunday. So I've only chosen to highlight 2 things for us today. The first, the Bible, and the second, His Holy Spirit. So the Bible, why have God given us His Bible? Firstly, it's something that we can stand firm on. There's a lot of things that's gray, but there's also a lot of things in the Bible that's black and white, and we can actually know and trust that it is from God. And so even Jesus did this when He was in the desert. The enemy tried to tempt Him. And what Jesus did is he responded with Scripture. He actually studied Scripture and knew it and replied against the enemy's attack with Scripture. So if Jesus thought it was important to learn and to study and to know Scripture, how much more is it for us to really know Scripture? And so in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 till 17, can you guys put it on?
It's
okay. So if you guys want to open your Bibles, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 till 17. All scriptures breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness. So that should give us this confident hope, and that we can actually trust scripture. We can trust God. It's not just man's idea. It's actually breathed out by God. Yes, man transcribed it, but it was God that gave us his word. And so it's something that we can really trust. And the second portion of this scripture, it's something that I think a lot of us, we know the first part, or we focus on the first part, but we don't think about the second part. It's profitable for teaching, for correcting. Another translation says rebuking and training us in righteousness. So that's a question I have for us. Like, are we being taught something new when we read scripture? Are we reading God's word and actually learning something new? And the second thing is correction. Oftentimes we kind of have this worldview in our heads, and then we read scripture and we go, you see, like, this is scripture, but I'm going to follow my ways. Or are we actually going, Lord, not my way, but your way. I'm willing to follow your scripture. I'm willing to follow you. And I heard this quote somewhere. It says, if we read scripture and there's a disagreement with us in scripture, we must immediately assume that we are wrong and that God's word is true. We know it's God breathed, God gave us this scripture. So actually in our hearts, we should change and be changed because God's word is true, and changed by God's word. And through that, through us being taught new things, through us being corrected by God's word, we're actually being trained in righteousness. And so the second thing is the Holy Spirit. Okay, Benjamin, I've heard that we need the Bible, we need to read God's scripture, but why do we need the Holy Spirit? And so I'm going to speak about the life of a Pharisee. Often we know the bad side that the Pharisees, or the bad side of their lives, but there were actually some good sides to their lives. So they would do this thing where they would tithe a tenth of their spices. So just imagine that for a second. Someone gives you salt and pepper as a gift, and then they would take it, turn it out, throw it out, like take it out, pour it out, and then kind of separate it to tenths, and then give a tenth to God, and then keep the 90%. So from the outside, it really looked like, yes, see, these guys, they know what they're doing, and actually they knew scripture really well. They didn't have the New Testament, but they had the Old Testament. And they had to sit and train and study it. So if you were living in that day and age, you might think, yes, these guys are really good Christians. But actually, they missed it completely. They missed it so much that they crucified Jesus. They hated him so much that they were rioting up the crowds and saying, we want to kill this man. And why did they do that? You might be wondering, yes, but they really knew scripture. They knew God's word. They knew of God, but they didn't know God. They didn't recognize Jesus. When they saw him face to face, they didn't know him because they didn't have relationship with him. And so you might be wondering, okay, how does this work? How does relationship work with the Holy Spirit? I recognize now that I actually need the Holy Spirit.
to interpret scripture and to read scripture with the Holy Spirit. But how does this work? And I think it's easier to think of it as a relationship.
So if you think about Enrico and Elise, at one point they didn't know each other. And then I wasn't there, but kind of in my head, they would walk past each other and then like not notice the other person. And then like walk past each other and not notice the other person. And then again, I wasn't there. But kind of in my head, Enrico started liking Elise, and then he saw her walking past and he was like, "Sup?" And then Elise was walking past, well, Enrico was walking past and Elise was going, "Sup?" And then they went to a coffee and Enrico was sharing his story and Elise was listening, and then Elise was sharing her story and Enrico was listening. And later they fell in love and got married. But that's how our relationship with the Holy Spirit should be. It's relationship. It's spending time with the Holy Spirit, getting to know Him, seeing what His heart is, and actually learning or allowing Him to see our hearts. And that's really our heart is to build relationship with the Holy Spirit and not just have this one-sided relationship. But I think like if Enrico at the first coffee just spoke the whole time and didn't give Elise a chance to respond, it would be kind of this one-sided relationship. And I think oftentimes we kind of do the same thing with our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we're praying, but we're not quieting our hearts and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And yes, there are many ways that the Holy Spirit speaks. He speaks through His scripture, through prophetic words that we saw today. And so we need to quiet our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us as well. And then finally, endurance. Okay, Benjamin, I see how we can run. We need God's word and we need His Holy Spirit. But how do we actually endure and make sure that this race that we completed, because we don't like kind of give up midway. And so there's this quote by Will Murray: "Alone, I can run fast, but together, we can run far." And in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 till 10, it reads: "Listen to this. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and there's not another to lift him up." And then it goes on and speaks about how it's better to have more people. It speaks about, like, again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And so all throughout scripture, there's this theme of carrying each other's burdens, lifting one another up, motivating one another, encouraging one another. And that's why we need family, man. Like, we need one another. And I often think, if it wasn't for key people in my life that actually took the willingness to share their heart and actually correct me, "Hey Benjamin, this area in your life is not reflecting Jesus that well." And it's a difficult conversation. But actually through that, they love me enough to bring correction. And so we need one another. And maybe a final thing that I want to mention is like this up and coming test season. I'm speaking more for the students, but man, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be difficult to, or you're gonna feel you might want to isolate yourself, but we need one another. We need one another to endure till the very end. And so, may we not isolate ourselves. May we draw close to family. I'm going to pray for us. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for church, Jesus. I thank you that you
You love us, God, and I thank you for this beautiful opportunity that we have to carry each other's burdens, Jesus. Now, I really do pray, God, that we'll run this race well, that we'll rely on you, rely on your word, rely on your Holy Spirit, and endure till the very end. Amen.